Lesson 21, David and Goliath. The battle is the Lord's. The aim? To show how David trusted in God to help him kill Goliath. The life of a shepherd in David's time was a lonely one, and sometimes dangerous. He had to protect his flock from wild animals, as well as lead them to good pasture. One day, a lion came and took a lamb out of David's flock. Another time, a bear did the same. 1 Samuel 17, verse 34 and 35. But David trusted in God to help him kill those wild beasts and save his sheep. God was being a shepherd to David, just as David was to his sheep. Psalm 23. God taught David to rely on him for protection, and this was why he was not afraid, even of Goliath. Reading 1 Samuel 17, verse 1 through 11. The Philistine Giants Challenge. The Philistines were old enemies of Israel. In the days when Samuel was judge, God helped Israel against them, and they were beaten and kept away from the cities of the Israelites. Sometime after, Samuel anointed David. However, these Philistines invaded Israel again. King Saul gathered together his army to defend the people of God against their enemy. In the army were Jesse's three oldest sons. The two armies were camped on the slopes of two mountains facing each other across the valley of Elah. A giant from Gath, named Goliath, paraded in front of the Philistine army and challenged the Israelites. "I defy the armies of Israel this day," he bellowed. "Give me a man that he may fight, that we may fight together." Verse 10. Day after day, for 40 days, he confronted the army of Israel with his challenge, but no one dared to take him up. Goliath certainly was a terrifying sight. He was a giant of a man, about 3 meters tall, an experienced soldier, verse 4 and verse 33, covered in armor of brass from head to toe. Even King Saul, who among the Israelites was head and shoulders above the people, was not brave enough to face him. David hears the challenge, 1 Samuel 17, verse 12 through 29. About that time, Jesus sent David to the battlefront with provisions for his brothers and a gift of cheeses for their captain. He was anxious to show how his three eldest sons were getting on. So David arose early, and leaving his sheep in the care of a keeper, he set off for the camp of Israel. Soon after he arrived, Goliath came out defiantly roaring his challenge. Verse 23. Saul's men ran away, greatly afraid. When David heard the giant's boastful words and saw the effect on the men of Israel, he asked the soldiers what was going on. King Saul, he was told, was offering a rich reward for the man who dared to tackle the giant and kill him. "The king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father's house free in Israel," they said. Verse 25. David accepts the challenge. 1 Samuel 17, verse 32 to 40. How differently David reacted when he heard the giant's bold challenge. He could see at once how insulting it was to the God of Israel. How dare this Philistine defy the armies of the living God? Verse 26. Goliath had been put forward as the champion of the Philistines simply because of his immense size. He did not know that the strength of his enemies lay not in size or in number, but in the strength of the living God. The God of Israel could easily save his people from their enemies, if they had enough faith in him. But no one in the whole army of Israel, camped in the valley of Elah, had enough faith in God to go and face Goliath. David was not a soldier, but he was full of faith. He had learned to trust in God on the hills of Bethlehem. He knew what had to be done. The soldiers he spoke to came and told the king. Saul was desperate by now and would listen to any offers to take up the Philistines' challenge. So he summoned David, who got straight to the point. "Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine." Verse 32. Saul was amazed. This lad, who spoke so bravely, was but a youth, not even a hardened soldier as Goliath was. Yet David persisted. He told Saul how God had helped him save his own sheep from a lion and a bear. He would kill this giant, just as he had killed those wild beasts. "The Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, He will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Verse 37. Seeing David's great faith and confidence in God, Saul agreed to send him out to represent the whole nation in this unequal contest. Go, he said, and the Lord be with thee. First, he armed David with his own armor, thinking that this would at least give him some protection against the giant. David quickly realized how useless this was. It would only be a hindrance, because he could not move properly with such heavy armor. Not only that, but he had never had any practice with a sword. As a soldier, he was quite unskilled. Instead, he took the things he knew he could use effectively and well: his staff, his sling, and 5 smooth stones out of the brook. Verse 40. He was ready now to go forward, trusting in God to protect him, as he had always done. Fighting God's war by faith. 1 Samuel 17, verse 41 to 52. David went straight out to meet Goliath. Verse 40. The Philistine was taken aback that someone had at last dared to come and fight him. When he saw it was only a young lad coming out to meet him with a stick and a sling, he sneered at David. "Am I a dog," he roared, "that thou comest out to me with staves?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field." Verse 43 through 44. The battle had now become a contest between the God of Israel and the God of the Philistines. The gods of the Philistines. This is exactly how David saw it too. For he said, "Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of armies, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand." Verse 45. David wanted everyone to know that it was not for his own honor, but for the honor of Israel's God that he was fighting. That all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all this assembly, the people of Israel, shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hand. Verse 46 through 47. No doubt David's bold words made Goliath angry. As he got up and lumbered across in his heavy armor, David ran quickly to meet him, fitting a stone to his sling as he went. He slung that one stone unerringly so that it struck the Philistine on his forehead, and he fell on his face to the ground. Then David ran and drew the giant's sword out of its sheath and killed him by cutting off his head. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled in terror. The Israelites leaped up, shouting with excitement. David had conquered by faith, and this encouraged them all. Confident now of victory, they chased the Philistines right to the gates of Ekron, slaying many on the way. God's victory was complete. Now all knew that there is a God in Israel. Verse 46. David's faith had been better protection than sword and spear. Verse 47. He had trusted God to guide that stone, and God had responded to David's faith. King Saul, no doubt greatly relieved and thankful for the victory, honored him and took him into his army. He became a great leader among men, and the soldiers were glad to follow him into battle. Many years later, after Saul had died, David became king over Israel. Lesson for us. David's victory over Goliath teaches us one of the greatest lessons found in the Bible. Faith in the true God has real power. God may not ask us to go and slay a giant, but he does want us to show the same faith as David. God was very real to David. He trusted in him from his youth, believing in him as the living God. He had experienced God's care and was able to show his faith as he grew up by courageously fighting God's enemies. We can show our faith in the living God in the things we do and say each day. Every time we decide to do what pleases God, then we have won a battle. We have honored God by choosing to do his will. Let us have faith in God and learn to honor and obey him just as David did. Additional notes, 11 to 12 years. For all his great strength, Goliath was ignorant. He did not know the living God, who made heaven and earth. We see God's hand wonderfully displayed in the creation around us, but we only learn to know him through the Bible. The story of David and Goliath is more than just a true story about a contest between two men. It teaches us about a contest between two ways of thinking. If we think about it, we will realize that we often have a struggle going on in our minds, a struggle between obeying and disobeying. If we are honest with ourselves, we will admit that we sometimes challenge our parents or teachers, or behave foolishly. We sometimes think unkind thoughts, or we forget to do good things, which is just as bad. In all these ways, we are choosing to please ourselves rather than pleasing God. The only way to be faithful like David is, first of all, to be aware of God, knowing that he is watching over us at all times. If we really believe that, we can discover in the Bible how God thinks and what he wants us to do. We can fill our minds with God's thoughts, choosing to honor him. This is just what the Lord Jesus Christ did all the time. He is the only man who had never sinned against God. In this, he was different from all other men. He never had a fleshly mind wanting to please himself. Instead, he had a spiritual mind. His thoughts were always God's thoughts. Yet he felt the struggle all his life, just as we do. With God's help, he won that battle in his mind, and though he died, God raised him from the dead. Now he lives forever at God's right hand. The Apostle Paul, in his letter to Timothy, mentioned many of the ungodly things he had seen people doing and told Timothy, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called." 1 Timothy 6, verse 11 and 12.